Be careful what you ask for. I don't want to say everybody wants to grow their basketball training business, but I would imagine you want to grow your basketball training business, whether you want to just make more money, you want to train more athletes, whatever reason you want to grow your basketball training business for personal gain, selfish gain, selfless gain. I don't know. There's always challenges to do it. The biggest challenge is getting more trainees to come to your class. Maybe you need to have consistent gym space. You're training outside right now and you feel insecure, or parents don't want to pay for it. Or maybe it's the spring season right now and a lot of athletes are multi-sport athletes and they're not only focusing on basketball. There's so many things. AAU is going on right now and parents they don't want to do both. They can't find time. They don't want to make the time to do both. Who knows what's going on? But you still want to grow your basketball training business. And one thing I want to caveat with that is if you are trying to grow your basketball training business, especially this thought, this energy is coming around this time of the year whenever it is tax season, buddy boy. So when you say you want to grow, that could mean different things. That could mean top line revenue, meaning you gross meaning you made the money and you didn't have to pay expenses on it yet. So you made the money and you made more money than you did the year before, the month before, whatever the time frame is. So you made more money. But then you talk about profit, where you talk about how much you keep. So you can make more, but you probably don't keep the same. So that's gross versus profit, right? There's a difference between the two. And if you want to gross more, cool. If you want to profit more, man, you are going to keep in mind, I'm telling you this as a friend, as somebody who's trying to help out, you're going to pay more in taxes if you profit more. All right. Unless you have some, retirement plan or some marketing or some investment that you make that's going to lower your taxable income or lower your net profit, what you walk away with after you pay for expenses. You're going to pay more in taxes. Now, I don't know what the actual number is, but I would say plan on at least 20% of what you profit or what you keep at the end of the year, which, if you want to grow, keep in mind you're going to have to pay that. And, at the end of the day, it's a privilege to operate and do business in the United States of America. And especially during this time frame, like we have it made, like we have it great. At the same time, it's still an expense. Like it's still. Isn't pleasurable to pay that much money depending on how much you profit. It's not always the best to pay that money. You can't deduce or deduct that tax money that you pay from from your income. So all this to say, a few things. One, it makes sense for us, for you, to hire a CPA. I know it may sound like it could be expensive, but look around. Find a CPA who seems competent and is willing to work with you, works with small business owners. It is worthwhile for us, for you, to find the CPA, to find those little gaps, to tell you how much you can actually save by finding more expenses for all these things. Second thing is get QuickBooks or hire a bookkeeper. It's going to be worth it. I used to always be like, I don't know. I don't see it being worth it, but I promise you guys, it is worth it. Save for those two expenses. Find somebody who can help you with those finances because it can cost you. If you report something wrong to the IRS, they're going to come back and try, they're going to find you. Second thing is, you may not be maximizing your arrangement with the taxes. You may be paying too much in taxes because you didn't report everything the right way. Or you didn't realize something was actually a business expense. Or you just didn't understand the updated tax code because it does change every other year or every so often. So there's some nuance, man. There's so many things going on, which is why for me, I know, I believe wholeheartedly that managing by the numbers is more important than what we understand. Especially if we're the ones who are managing the finances and having to make those business decisions based off of the data that we have, and knowing how to understand that data is huge. But I guess this episode is mainly to say that knowing that you want to grow and growing also has an effect. So the cause of growth could be many things. You learn how to market better, you start to sell more, have phone calls, you start to have more camps and clinics, you start to give a better service. The effect of that growth
especially if you have more profit, is going to be at higher taxes, more taxes owed at the end of the tax year. So just keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Prepare for the 20% owed in taxes based on your profitability, and prepare in your budget, if you have one, hopefully you do, for a bookkeeper and for a CPA that helps out. So that's it. I digress. Today's Wednesday, but I had some Finance Friday thoughts. Hopefully this stuff helps you guys out. If it does, let me know. If it doesn't, let me know so I can make it edifying for you. Talk to y'all later. Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.